Academy of Dover has filed an application for a major modification of its charter to increase enrollment and add grades 7 and 8. As is required by law, the matter was referred to the Charter School Accountability Committee for investigation and report. This joint public hearing is being held by the Department of Education and the State Board of Education. I am joined today by Mr. Lo Fink and Ms. Honor from the Delaware State Board of Education. On March 12, 2020, Governor Carney issued a declaration of a state of emergency for the state of Delaware due to a public health threat. The state of emergency allows all public meetings of executive branch bodies, including the CSAC, to be conducted electronically, either by means of telephone conference or video conference. This public hearing is open to the public electronically only. This was reflected on the state's public meeting calendar. I will ask that all members of the school or members of the public self-mute your microphone until you are ready to speak. I would like the record to reflect that the notice of the time, date, and place of today's public hearing was published publicly and notice was posted at the Charter School Accountability Committee's official place of business on the Department of Education of Education's official website and on the state public meeting calendar on the state's official website. Further, Academy of Dover was personally notified of the time and date of today's public hearing on January 5th, 2021. A recording of this hearing in the form of audio recording will be made public. It will be necessary for each speaker to clearly identify his or herself before beginning to speak. The record of this hearing will be provided to the Secretary of Education and members of the State Board of Education, together with any written or electronic comments received during the renewal decision process. To date, comments received on this renewal application are posted on the Charter School Office's website. We will proceed in the following manner. First, we will hear from representatives of the charter school who wish to comment on the renewal application. Unless otherwise waived by the presiding officer, charter school representatives shall be limited to 15 minutes in total. Charter school representatives means any employee or board member of the charter school. Next, we will take comments from the public, including... Again, if you're just joining, please self-mute until it is time for you to speak. Thank you. Next, we will take comments from the public, including parents. I will ask for those that desire to speak to clearly state their names, and I will make a record of those wishing to speak. I will then call from that list to invite speakers. Unless otherwise waived by the presiding officers, all public speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes. I reserve the right to impose reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions if the speakers prevent this hearing from accomplishing its goals in a reasonable manner, such as speaking too long, being unduly repetitious, or by extended discussion of irrelevancies. This hearing's purpose is strictly to collect public comment. Questions of the Department of Education, the State Board of Education, or the school are not permitted and will not be acknowledged. At this point, the committee will accept comments from any school representatives. Ms. Marinucci, I will start with you.
Okay, thank you so much. We are absolutely excited about being in front of the committee again. I'm sure you all recall that we came to you about a year ago now, asking to grow from being a K to 5 to a K to 6 academy. With that growth, we grew by 30 seats and we filled our seats. We absolutely love what we do. We love working with our students and, watching them grow is something that is just the epitome of what we're doing. This year, we're in front of the committee requesting to expand again to go from being a K to 6 school to add 7th grade for next year and then to add 8th grade for the year after. growing our enrollment again over the next 2 years. We have filled our enrollment, as I said, for this year. We also are offering our students a new highly rated ELA as well as a math curriculum across all grades. We have a new computer adaptive assessment program for both the assessments and the skill building. We remain focused on data. We have a fully engaged staff, and most importantly, we have fully engaged students and families. We have talked to our students, we have talked to our families, and they all love the environment that we're offering and want to see us keep them here. And that would do us a world of smiles as well, by just being able to keep our students and see them grow through the educational experiences. I know that our academy has historically had some not as good remarks and history. However, we have turned that around. We have adjusted our financial situation, we fixed the enrollment, and most importantly, we've adjusted the culture and climate and the academics that we're offering. In addition to just the core subjects, we also have expanded by listening to our students again further and growing by having an academy print shop. Our students learn real world skills on a regular basis. We've created a culture of a village. We have an academy of leaders program. And we have, through all of these efforts that we've taken, we've definitely increased our overall development and retention for both our staff and our students. At this point, almost 98% of our staff, as well as about the same of our students, has indicated that they want to stay with us, which tells us that we're on the right path. So that's just a quick snapshot of what we're doing and why. And I look forward to hearing the comments from others about our growth.
Thank you, Dr. Marinucci. Any other members of the school that would like to speak? This includes any staff member or board member. We will accept those comments now. Mr. Boynton.
Thank you, Mr. Travers. I'll just piggyback on what Dr. Marinucci said without being superfluous. There's a need that has arisen. As Dr. Marinucci mentioned, we've had some historical issues, but all of that is in our past. Our parents are supportive of this measure. The community is certainly supportive of this measure that we're trying to take. And I think it speaks volumes that the staff and the morale of the building are also very supportive. So with that, I will just make my comments short and thank the committee for this consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Boynton. Okay. At this time, are there other members of the school community or the school that would like to speak, staff or board member?
Yes. Hi, my name is Teresa Tridenti. Good evening. I thank you for the opportunity to speak. I'm very excited about being part of the Academy of Dover. This is my second year at the Academy, and I come from a background of Title I schools. I have a strong background in curriculum, former English and language arts teacher, and I now am the reading specialist. And what I've seen thus far at the Academy is truly amazing. There's been such a change since many of us have come on board. I came on along with Dr. Marinucci last year, and I did sit on the school board last year. So many changes, so many positive changes for staff and students, positive feedback from our families, and just a strong connection to the community. Again, speaking from the teaching aspect of it, I heard Dr. Marinucci mention a new curriculum. We do have new curriculum, and one of that being for the ELA. And it really has made such a difference, being a comprehensive, strong program that's offering our students real world connections to current topics meaningful interactions and opportunities for them to connect to topics and information that is important to them, which really has made a difference. And you can see students taking the time to really do critical thinking and problem solving and being thoughtful about what they're doing and why they're in school. So that's kind of what I wanted to say. And I think that's it for now. I have a lot more to say, but that's where I wanted, that was something very important that I wanted to share.
Absolutely. Thank you. And Ms. Trident, please know that you may submit your public comment. If you have additional items that you'd like to submit, you can do so via email.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Other members of the school that would like to speak?
Hello, I'm Mrs. Todd from Academy of Dover.
Hi, Ms. Todd.
I've been with the school now, this is my fifth year, so I was here originally when the school was trying to come back from the history of it. And in the past 2 years, it's been really amazing to see the change in the culture as far as not just for staff, but for students and families as well. It's definitely become a community for all involved. On top of that, we went from a school that's putting out fires to a school that's planning for the future. So we have so many things that we're working on and growing, and at the same time, we're improving. So as a teacher, I am thrilled to be part of this team on a daily basis and thrilled to see the happiness in students and the learning that students are doing on a daily basis and how families and students all feel part of this community, instead of the other way around where everything was closed up. So as a teacher, I am happy to be here. Students are happy to be here. And I can only imagine that we're going to go much further with that in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Todd. Are there other members of the school that includes staff or board members that would like to speak at this time?
Yes, if I may. This is Dana Nemechek. I am a
I don't know if you can hear us, but it seems like maybe you've dropped the connection. Okay, if Ms. Nemechek comes, she may be back. Ms. Nemechek, can you hear me? Once Ms. Nemechek gets back on, we'll have her go. Are there other members of the school while we wait for Ms. Nemechek that would like to speak?
Yes, Mr. Travers. Yes. My name is Phyllis Robinson.
Hi, Ms. Robinson.
And I am a board member of the Academy. And I am so excited about the direction that our academy, the direction that we're going in. Yes, we've had our bumps, but I'm so thankful that we have such a phenomenal leader that is now in place at our school that is moving us forward in a positive direction. I'm looking forward to the seventh grade coming in, and then the following year, the eighth grade. We have some positive things going on at the Academy of Dover. We're all excited, the board, the parents, the community, and we are looking forward to the changes that are going to take place in the near future. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Robinson. Other members of the school, staff or board members that would like to speak at this time?
Yes, yes, sir. John Walters.
Hi, Mr. Walters.
It's my first year at the Academy of Dover. I've been a para for 5 years. Seeing this school grow, I've seen tremendous progression as throughout my first year, and I would feel that it would be very beneficial to add a seventh and an eighth grade to our academy, because we've talked about over the past couple of weeks, we've talked about adding curriculums with our math curriculum, as well as our ELA, adding in like extra curricular activities, and along with that nature, it would be beneficial for our students so that they can lead the younger students by example, the kindergarten, first, second, third can look up to our potential sixth and seventh and eighth graders that can lead this academy by example. And just by doing the right things day in and day out, they can set an example leading into the future as we progress them throughout high school.
Thank you, Mr. Walters.
Thank you.
We will now accept comment from any other member of the school, staff, or board that would like to speak at this time.
Yes. Good evening.
Hi, Ms. Baku. I think you got in just before Mr. Jones. So, if you want to speak now.
Okay, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, good evening. My name is Mrs. Baku. I am the math specialist at the Academy of Dover. I've had the pleasure of being at the Academy for 4 years now. I have been a teacher and for the last 2 years as operated as the math specialist. So I oversee the math at the Academy. I am excited under Dr. Marinucci's leadership. This year we have been able to change our math curriculum from the past to a highly rated 5-star rigorous curriculum. We have seen such an advancement and excitement in our students as they are advancing their math skills. As a teacher in the past at the Academy, many families and parents have expressed interest in students continuing at the Academy into their middle school years. We have been able to now, with all the places, all that we have put in place, been able to expand the Academy, and we look forward to continuing to do that to support our interests of our parents, our families, and our students. As Ms. Todd had said earlier, it has been exciting to see the change in our academy. It truly is a community of learners. Our students are advancing in all content areas. We have been excited, even with the challenges of this year in education with COVID, we have been able to infuse technology into our school. Under Dr. Marinucci's leadership, we're excited to say that we are now a one-to-one school. So we're able to continue to advance not only the academic portion of it, but infusing the technology in a 21st century classroom and making sure that our students are college and career ready to advance onto college and careers later. So I would highly encourage approval of the expansion of our academy to meet the needs of our families and our students to become in the future a K-8 academy. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Mr. Jones, if you would like to give your comment now.
Yes, I started with the Academy of Dover last year, and the growth that we did with the wonderful leadership from Dr. Marinucci and Ms. Posters is unprecedented. It's amazing. From to see the way the kids have matured from last year to this year, and the growth that they have, I think a seventh and eighth grade would be essential to them. Our coaches reaching the communities as well. We have a team. We are teaming up with parents, and they are helping us drive our force as well. So I think a seventh and eighth will help us, will help the community, and will help the children.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Okay. other members of the Academy of Dover staff or board that would like to speak at this time? Hearing none, at this point, the committee will accept comments from members of the public that would like to speak. If you would like to speak, clearly state your name at this time. I will make a list and call from that list for speakers. So now I just ask you to state your name if you would like to speak.
Jamia Burgess.
Thank you.
Ashley Murphy.
Thank you.
Jennifer Jerzak.
Thank you.
Jennifer Jerzak.
Michael Gleisner.
Okay. All right. We will start with Miss Jamie Burgess. I think I said that right. Burgess?
Burgess, yes.
Thank you.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
I just want to say how I'm super excited at the fact that my son, he's been there since kindergarten, and he's right now in fifth grade. And next year, he'll be able to attend the school with my daughter. So they're pretty much going to be in the school together. He'll be able to show her, you know, how the school goes without being in pre-K. Basically, it's the teachers are awesome. He's going to be able to show her the ropes of how things go school-wise instead of, like, daycare-wise. So transitional-wise, I think it's going to be awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ashley Murphy.
Good evening. I am actually the parent of a kindergartner. So this is our first year at Academy of Dover. And I am aware of the previous issues that they've had. However, since we have been there, I have never seen a school that is so pulled together and well organized. The teachers have gotten through this whole COVID situation seamlessly. And I think seventh and eighth grade, being a bit of a school hopper as a child myself, having that consistency to go from kindergarten through elementary school into middle school for them would be, it would just give them, I think, a sense of security, safety, and consistency that I think our kids need these days, considering the times. So I am absolutely thrilled with Academy of Dover.
Thank you. I see Ms. Nemechek is back, so let's interrupt for just a second. She does represent the school. But Ms. Nemechek, would you like to continue your comment?
Can you guys hear me all right? Yes, I was saying that I've been there now 18 years, 17 years as an employee, my first year as a parent. I had two students there. We were slated to be a K through eighth grade school, and things changed, and that didn't happen, and we have had some hiccups and some situations. We have turned that around. Our whole philosophy is a we are a
Unfortunately, I believe we lost Ms. Nemechek again. So we'll move on until she's able to get back in. Jennifer Jerzak?
Yes, hi. Jennifer Jerzak. My son is Jeffrey Jerzak. He's been at the school since kindergarten. He is now in the fifth grade. And the school has been absolutely amazing, especially through COVID and over the years. It's more of a family than a school. They really make the kids feel special, and just the smile he comes home every day with the biggest smile on his face. And when I ask him what the best part of his day is, he always says everything. Prior to in the summer and other times when he's not at the school, he's just not quite as happy as he is from coming from school days. And I agree with the stability. I think for the kids having stability to go through to the eighth grade would make such a difference for them. Thank you.
Thank you. Jeffrey Jerzak?
Hi, my name is Jeffrey Jerzak.
Tell them what you want. To tell them the truth, but you think about school and having the seventh and eighth grade.
All right. I love the school, and I really love why I'm coming to eighth grade class in there.
And what would you like to tell them about anything else in the school? He's getting a little shy on us.
Understand.
Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Gleisner?
Good evening, all. First and foremost, just thank you for the forum and the opportunity to discuss this and include the families and such as well. Just to give you a quick backdrop of sort of the tangible results of this school. Quite honestly, we stumbled in. I'm a parent of a second grader, and we came there near the end of his kindergarten year only because he was at a private Christian school that abruptly closed down, and we were just scrambling for a school to find for him to finish kindergarten. And as previously stated, some of the history and information about the school was sort of muddied at that time, but we needed a place for him. And like I said, it was near the end of the kindergarten year, so he really didn't have a chance to plant his feet, and the school year ended. And when first grade started, it didn't go well for him because he had his own set of challenges socially that were also affecting him academically. And as parents, we were initially concerned if maybe it wasn't the right fit. And long story short, we had a meeting with Dr. Marinucci and another member of staff, and it was instantly clear the heart that Dr. Marinucci had for the situation in the school as a whole. It wasn't like what our concerns were glossed over or robotically handled. There was a genuine care and a request to ask her to let her demonstrate what the school is working on. And honestly, we couldn't be more pleased. He is on an IEP. He has ADHD and some other social issues, and he just got high on a roll. And not only does it start with Dr. Marinucci, the culture that's created through all the staff members, especially through something as unpredictable and difficult as COVID, has just honestly been admirable and staggering. I mean, the personal touch through every phase of not just my son, he's a remote learner, so I'm home and I see and hear the interactions with all the students and the communications. And I just think it's a wonderful culture of growth and inclusion and development that's translating in our home. And we would love to continue that seamlessly through his growth and as high as the grades would allow.
Thank you. Are there other members of the public that would like to now comment on Academy of Dover's application that we didn't get to? If so, please state your name clearly.
Can I speak?
Sure. Please state your name clearly.
My name is Bernice Ekanye.
Hi, Miss.
The mother to Marilyn Joy Tambe.
Good evening.
Bernice Ekane. Good evening.
Yes, you may provide a comment now. Thank you.
All right. I just wanted to say that I really, really love and appreciate the structure of the school. My daughter has seen great changes, and she loves it there. And she's been telling me that she wants to go there till she is done with college. She calls it college. I'm like, okay, Mom, speak it slowly. But with everything, I'm really, really happy. And I really wish that they can add the seventh and the eighth grade that we are looking forward to. And it's a great structure. The teachers pay attention, and the children will love to continue in the system with everybody that they know, you know. It will form a certain disciplinary structure in their head growing up. So that's just all I want to say.
Thank you. Okay. Other members of the public that would like to provide comment regarding Academy of Dover's application at this time?
Hi. Can I speak?
Absolutely.
Yeah. My name is Annabella Awelewa. Yeah, when it comes to Academy of Dover, I'm really impressed of the way they carry out their curriculum. For example, like when you have a child that is not really smart in school, the teachers are really willing to work with you. If your child is lacking behind, they will make sure they contact you, the parent, to see that you work with them to see that your child moves up. They don't like to see any child that is lacking behind. All the teachers in the school, they create a forum where if you have a question or they give an assignment to your student, to a child, and you can't meet up with that child's assignment, they are very available to help you. As soon as you send a message to them, a text, they will immediately reply to you. So in that case, and the security of the school is what really matters. You don't just go to Academy of Dover and just bump into like that. I can say there's a great security in that school. Even if you are able to go in front of the school and ring the bell, they accept you to come in. You don't just walk into their building. And if they accept you to enter the second door of their school, you don't just pop in into a classroom. So that's how secure Academy of Dover is, which gives me that really great impression when I was looking for a school for my child. So I first of all made a mistake to accept another school. But when I came there and I saw the security of the environment, I decided to change my child from the school which I selected before. And I can't say I regret my children going to that school. They are working good. My daughter that was so scared when it comes to reading, she is so smart and she can come up with a principal honor roll. So that makes me proud. And I really do wish if Academy of Dover can be granted the seventh and the eighth grade, which my children are so excited to stay there. It will really be a great pleasure for us to see that our children are growing higher in all areas of their education without stress, which is the most important thing that every parent will want for a child. And I believe Academy of Dover is offering that for all the children. Even their way of receiving parents, or even let's say their customer service is very good. I love that. Even no matter how your problem is, they make you feel that problem is not an issue. They see that they solve your problem to you. And they make you live with a joyful heart. So if Academy of Dover is granted the seventh and the eighth grade, it will really be a great thing for me in particular as a parent that has kids in that school. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there other members of the public that would like to comment on the Academy of Dover's application? Hearing none, Ms. Dr. Marinucci, will you let Ms. Nemechek know that she may submit a written comment to my email address? I know she had some technology issues this evening.
I absolutely will. She sent me a message to apologize And she's definitely going to submit the comments. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Okay. I want to thank you all for participating today. The secretary and the Charter School Accountability Committee will consider your comments in deciding at the conclusion of the renewal process what decision to submit to the State Board for assent. This hearing is now closed. Have a wonderful evening, everyone.
And you too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leroy.
Thank you.
Thank you.